Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
What's up? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Thank you so much for being here. I created this show for you, finding the best humans on the planet to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Let's do this. And today I have Dina Gindi here, and I hope I said that right. She is a business startup coach. She's helping 9-to-5ers trapped in the rat race turn their passion, skills, interests, and hobbies into profit so they too can live a life that they want to and achieve the financial freedom that they are only dreaming of. And I really love that, Dina, because I mean, I raise my hand because honestly, sometimes I do feel like this rat in this wheel, right? There's a lot of things in my life that I love. I love what I do for my work, but I also love leading others. It's a lot, right? So before we get into all of that, I want to know a little bit more about you. I know my audience does too. So who is Dina Gindi? Did I say that right?
Yeah, it is right. Oh, okay. It's spot on. It's funny because all my teachers at school would be, that's how they called me. They'd call me by my full name because it's just, they're like, we can't say it without. So it's always like, Dina Gindi. I'm like, okay, see ya. But first of all, thank you so much for having me on. I mean, this is an incredible, we've chatted so many times and I think our energies together just collide and it is like it creates something magical. So thank you so much.
I agree.
In terms of kind of my story, so the reason why I'm so passionate about this area is my background is I kind of went to good university, graduated, went straight into kind of work, got married, had a kid, lived that kind of right life that we're taught to live. And as I kind of hit my mid-30s a few years ago now, something in me just started to kind of shift. Mm. And I felt this consistent kind of unease or just something like boiling below the surface. And I couldn't put my finger on it. I thought I wasn't doing enough things, hobbies that I enjoyed, right? I'm a competitive athlete outside of my work life. I was like, let me add more to my plate. I went and got certified as a fitness instructor. I went and took part in new things. And I was like, oh, let me learn new skills. There was still that something stirring that I'm like, well, what is going on? And I mean, at that point, I think that we go through, we don't have that self-awareness or introspection that is required, right? It's all part of the journey. But I just knew that I was not happy. And I went to job after job and I'd quit one job and go to the other and I'd get better jobs, I'd get better salaries. But again, I was just like, no, I hated everything I got into with the passion. I started kind of that negativity, that black cloud kind of started to like follow me wherever I went. And it turned into my personality changed into that. And that's something I noticed now looking back that happened over a good few years. And I think, so a couple of things. So I got diagnosed with cancer and I was like, okay, pause. Let me take step back and kind of revisit my life. And then decided I was going to kind of explore, take things a little bit easier. And then 18 months ago, COVID, my team in the corporate world got hit. I worked in the travel industry, got hit by 80%. I was doing about 10 people's jobs. Incredible company, incredible things, but I just, it wasn't for me anymore. And right. I got diagnosed with a heart condition caused by stress. Like, my son found me on the floor one Saturday morning at 4 a.m. And called the ambulance. So, and I was like, okay, no, something big is happening and I just need to like start to learn what it is. So I discovered coaching as in working with a coach. And I didn't even know that I'd seen therapists for forever, never really got anywhere. And I discovered coaching in that sense. And that's where my life started to actually change. And I was like, wow. Oh my goodness. Like, we think we are smart people, but when you discover that world of self-reflection and introspection, it is a whole other ball game. And yeah, that was kind of my turning point when I realized what it was that was zapping me, that was zapping my energy, my identity, my everything. I was like, no. And I handed in my notice, which I had 8 months of, which I mean, that's like soul destroying. And in the process, built up, I got a certified as a coach and built up my coaching business, which brings me to where I am today. I mean, It's been one hell of a journey.
It really has. I mean, you went through a lot there. That was a lot to go through. So let's go back a little bit. So I want to go through when you found out about the cancer too, because that, I mean, you kind of like went over it, but that's a really impactful moment, right? Yeah. You are already in the field. You're already in the traveling field at that time too, right? What did that impact do to you to get that news? Like, how did that, you know, impact you?
It was a huge blow. So how I found out was my husband at the time and I were trying to have our second baby. So my son at the time was 9. And we were like, yeah, we want to try and save our marriage by having another baby. So I couldn't get pregnant. We went down the IVF route and it was during one of the standard checks that they discovered something in my uterus. And went through, I mean, literally within 3 days, I was on the operating table and I was having kind of everything taken out. And yeah, I was told that I had cancer. So, wow. it was definitely kind of like, wait, what just happened? You know?
Yeah.
Luckily for me, they had removed everything. I didn't need to go through any of the treatments in extensively. So I have a very good coping mechanism, which I call the ostrich syndrome, and I stick my head in the sand, or so I used to.
That's so, what it is.
So at the time, that's literally what I did. And guess what I did? I took on more and more on my plate to distract myself and drove myself further into the ground. But yeah.
Well, because that was a blow in different and like several different areas, right? I mean, medically. With something like, you hear the word cancer, that's a scary word, right? Yeah. But then also now you won't be able to bear any more children, right? So now you have these double whammies coming at you. And that's why I was asking you about that, because you rose from that, you know, and I want people to understand and all of our listeners to understand, right, that you can rise from things that you think are going to destroy you. It's not going to destroy you if you don't allow it, you know? Yes. Yeah. And I know that you agree with me on also what you did is a natural, I think is a natural response. What you did was that fight or flight, right? So you figured, I'll just put more on my plate. How'd that work for you, Dina?
Well, that's how I had the heart condition. So it didn't work. Right. But yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's another thing, right? So then you get hit again with something really major, which is your heart. Now we're not playing games anymore. Now you're talking about cancer and now you're talking about your heart, right? So, and I think most of us will do that to ourselves. We will work to the bone. And until we're collapsing on the floor, we don't go, oh, let me check and see what's going on with my life. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Did you even realize that you were at that pinnacle or going towards that place?
So I didn't know anything about fatigue or burnout at the time. I truly, truly didn't. All I knew is I couldn't train for like how I could. My body wasn't, I was constantly tired. I was, my mood swings were insane. My negativity, I couldn't manage my emotions. Like everyone said to me, you need to go see a therapist because you're like losing control. You're like, and I was like, but this isn't me. This isn't me. What is going on? Why am I changing? Right. Is this age? Does this happen as you progress in your years?
Yeah.
I mean, so, and I genuinely thought something was wrong with me. Like that was the belief. But you know what? There, when I look back, and I think this is where the difference is you have to decide to explore all our alternatives to get you out of it, or at least show you the options that you have ahead of you. Because I've seen it happen to friends, colleagues, where they get into that hole and they do not come out. And that is what's scary. Yeah. And I knew that that wasn't, I would rather have, I mean, that for me, I could not live the rest of my life in a deep, dark hole like that. That right. wasn't me. So I chose to get out.
Right. And, you know, that's a good thing to say too, because it is a choice. It is literally a choice, right? To either get out or stay. And you have the choice to stay.
Yeah.
You definitely have that choice, right? So were you like surrounding yourself with people who are coaches or something, or do you remember how it is you kind of came to that epiphany about coaching?
I started looking, I was desperate to get out of the corporate world, and I was like, what do I want to do? So I'm a fitness coach. I love that impact on people. I started looking at, you know how people, so I believe, let me tell you a little story, Nina. So I believe that people land in your life and they are either a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are my three outcomes for anyone that we cross paths with.
Mm-hmm.
And this person that I met randomly through a networking event started talking to me about joining forces and doing something around, what was it? Solution-based therapy. And I was like, I have no clue what that is, but I started to research. And as I got into more research, I was like, do I want to become a therapist? So I started to research a little bit more. I was like, oh my goodness, there's this thing called coaching, right? And that's how it landed for me. And then I decided to work with someone. And from the first session, my mind was blown. Yeah. I mean, I just could not make sense of the questions that I was being asked and how I wasn't even aware of these tiny, tiny details that make such big differences to our world. So yeah.
Right. It's like that little mental shift, right? It's really unbelievable. And I feel the same way. Like as a coach myself, like I'll ask a question and they're like, huh. And like an aha moment will happen. And I'm like, it was such a simple question.
Yeah.
But it really makes you think. I mean, that's what you did to me too. Like you're an amazing coach. Like, oh my gosh, you asked some questions. I was like, let me write that down. That down, because that's a little impactful. One second, you know. But I love what you're doing, and I love how you connect with your community and such. And you've been doing this for some time now. So, what is it exactly that you like your coaching to be about, and your pillars, and you know, how do you like to impact the people's lives?
So for me, and I can tell you how it kind of evolved for me. So I started off with mindset and personal performance. Those were my areas of like personal performance because of me like competing and stuff. That was a big part of it. And mindset, I grew to understand and believe that it is the basis of every outcome that we achieve or don't achieve in our lives, in anything. It is the basis of every decision we make. It is the basis of every reaction that we make. So, so that for me was core. And that's how I started building my coaching business. And then my client base grew, and I out of nowhere found that all of my past colleagues, not all, but like a decent amount of my past colleagues, my clients even, they're like, T, Tina, how are you building your business? Even people I've done courses with in the past, they're like, something you're doing is working. Why isn't it working for me? So right. I started pivoting to business coaching. And that's essentially what got me here is I had to cater for the requests that were coming from already established clients, like who were, I mean, we were kind of midway through a program and they're like, can you help me build my business? I'm like, sure. And that was literally the start of it. So it evolved so naturally. And that's, yeah, that's how I kind of got here.
That's amazing, right? Because you're using also your previous skill sets, right? Of leading and leading teams into what you're doing now, which you're leading them as well, just in their own business. That's really interesting. It's a great way for people to see that you don't have to be intimidated. Things that you know and things that you've already learned in your, you know, previous life, if you will, you can utilize in what you want to do with this section, right? Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Do you tend to do that? Pull out what they already know?
I do. So, I mean, it's funny because as you start to think of, and I was like this, I started to build my business, I started going, drawing blanks in terms of what my skill set was or what I was even good at. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't tend to have self-belief issues as such. I'm quite open in terms of opportunity, but I just drew a blank. I could not think of what I was good at. Right. And I think that's what all people, as they venture into something new, I think it's just so overwhelming that it's kind of like, I should be doing something in a certain way, but no, but that's a whole thing. That's the excitement of an online business, is like, you can do it your way because this is about you. This is about your uniqueness. Mm-hmm. Right. And people think it's just like a job. You have to follow a certain, you have to do it a certain way. Your CV has to be this way. Right. And it doesn't at all. So yeah, it's definitely something everyone kind of goes through.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I know that's something I'm definitely going through and gone through, right? Because when you have a bombardment of information, especially when you're entering a new space, girl, you know, I'm like, if one more guru sends me an email, you know, if I join one more webinar, I'm going to scream. And that is, and I know that's what a lot of people are going through. And that's what's happening with me now. Like, I'm helping some women who are, you know, coaches or leaders or mentors, and they're going through that as well. They're like, oh my God, how do I get out of this overwhelm? What the funny thing is that, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but as a coach, sometimes you can coach people out of so many things and yet you need the coaching. Yeah. You know, 100%. What's up with that, Tina? What's up with that?
But you know what, Nina? Like, I will never, and this is a pledge I made to myself, I will never, ever, ever go a day in my life again without a coach, depending on what I need. So whether it's business guidance, whether it's mindset, whether it's sleep, I don't care. But there is no reason I'm like, take my money. Because I want to get to where I want to get to.
That's right.
As fast as possible. And with your expertise, I'm done with trying to solve things myself. I'm done.
So, you know what? That is facts. And I love that you said that. And that is very, very true, Dean. I mean, I went through that in the beginning, you know, trying to get my name out there in social media, whatever, doing it all myself, staying up until 3 or 4 in the morning just to get up and go to work at 6 a.m. And, you know, I was like, what am I doing? This is not working, right? So I hired a social media person. I'm like, okay, you do it. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, the truth is that it gives you a little bit more freedom to do what it is you love to do and to pour into other people. And I'm sure that you see that. I agree with you 100%. You can't live without a coach. I always said that every coach needs a coach. Every person needs a coach. Yes, therapy works too. I agree with therapy. I think it works and people need to go deep in those levels. I think they should. Yeah. But you cannot do this alone. It takes a village, not just to raise a child, but to raise you and the things you want to do, right? I mean, truly, because you have a different angle.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, just think of what we have at our fingertips at the moment. I mean, who would have thought you've got specialists who can help parents navigate parenting through a divorce. Who would have thought you'd have someone to have, like, all of these things, like me growing up, none of that existed. Like, It's just, right. this is, we are in such a specialized era, and it is beyond incredible to be part of, honestly.
Yeah. I want to touch on something a little bit too. I want to know what you would say to a client who has been coached poorly, okay. right? Or poured into poorly, because that happens, right? And I think that that also, you know, can give us as coaches not a very good name, right? Yes. It's kind of like my husband. He's a contractor. He is such a good contractor, and he's so good at making sure everything is done with integrity and truth, but not every contractor is like that. Ew. So he has this challenge. He's constantly going up against the liars and the people who deceived them and took their money, and it makes us look bad. So what do you say to a client who's come on, who may be a little jaded or a little hurt over what they've gone through already? How do you handle that?
So I think, first of all, it's to navigate what exactly didn't work, right? At the end of the day, they can't change working with someone who didn't get them there. They might have other reasons. They were going through a hiccup. They were missold. They were, whatever it was, right? You can't change the past. So in every experience, there is always opportunity to learn. So without doubt, there will always have been something that they could have taken from that experience.
I agree with that.
So what is that? And how do we use that to move forward, right? Even if it's a lesson learned, like to do more homework before hiring a coach, then that is a very strong lesson learned, right?
Yeah.
You don't go to a surgeon by just checking a page on Google and paying them, what, 10 grand for a, I don't know, semi-facelift, thread lift, whatever it is that's on trend these days, right? You don't. You will do your homework. So working with a professional as such shouldn't be any different.
Right. I agree. I actually love that answer, because I recently had bumped into someone who they went through that, right? So they asked me what I did. I told them I'm a coach. I also do like mindset stuff. I'm an NLP practitioner. Oh, NLP, you know, they went through all of that. And so, and I helped them through that. I helped them even through that with my NLP. I helped them through it. And then they were like, oh, wow, that's amazing. But I wanted to know that, because I think that if you're listening and you've been hurt or jaded or something's happened, I mean, I hate to sound so like straightforward, but my thing is like, so, you know what I'm saying? We all have, you got to keep moving, you know, and move on to the next person or the next thing that can help you. Right.
Exactly. I mean, you know what was really funny the other day, I had to buy my son a pair of shoes for school. And because back to school and COVID and everything, there was like everywhere was out of stock. So I don't know what came over me. I haven't bought anything from, I don't know if we're allowed to say brands on here, a very big online marketplace that starts with an E and ends with a bay. Okay. And I went on there and I had a look. I haven't been on there forever. And I went, I was like, oh, a pair of these, I'll order them. And they ended up being a rogue replica pair of shoes from China. And I'm like, even there? Are you serious? So I see it as the same thing. Like, I didn't do the due diligence. It is my fault for doing that. I'm not going to go blame them, right? It's my fault. So what am I going to do moving forward? I'm never going to buy from there again. Plus, I'll read up a little bit if I'm doing a third party purchase, but it's kind of the same. You get rogue cowboys in every single industry. Right. So it's, again, don't blame anyone but yourself if you put yourself in that position.
So good. So good. And that's exactly what I wanted you to say. That's exactly right. Because I mean, I can be very direct, right? So I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay. And I'm like, you know, maybe you shouldn't have gone to that person. Or did you read up that person, or did you do your homework and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short is I don't want people to be discouraged is what I'm trying to say. You know, I want people to understand that there are special coaches for specialized things. And what you're doing right now is you're helping these 9-to-5ers, right, that are trying to really get out of that race and like find their passion. And I love that. I love your platform. I think it's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, do you know how much resistance I get for they're like, what scam are you providing? What? I'm like, for God's sakes, you can read my CV. You can see the companies I was with. I'm not an online scammer. This right. is genuine. Like, this is what I started, like, in part of my, as I start to talk to clients, I show them my income. So they understand that I'm not lying about anything. I'm like, right. here you go. Because, right. but yeah, I get a lot of, it's a very hard area and I get it because there's a lot of crap out there, but it is what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, but that's why I love your site too, because you have a lot of testimonials on there that really intrigued me. It intrigued me because I know for me anyway, when I work with someone and I enjoy them and know that they're doing like really great work, right? I need to put my part in too. And when I see those two things come together, then I'm the first one to give a good review because I love, you know, uplifting people who uplift you, right? That's the whole goal. So yeah. I think what you're doing is fantastic. So before we end up here, I do want people to know, you know, where they can contact Dina, how they can see about your program, all of that great stuff. So give it to us.
Amazing. I am on Instagram and Facebook, Dina Gindi, literally. Instagram, search Dina Gindi. Facebook, search Dina Gindi. I'm there. My website is www.dinagindi.com. That is all you need to know. Dina Gindi. And that is it. You'll find me somewhere.
Don't forget the name. What is it again? Dina Gindi. You got it. Don't forget. No, really. I think you're fantastic, Dina. I think for the first time we met, I said, oh my God, I got a girl crush. I got a girl crush. It's fantastic. I want to thank you so much for spending this time with us here on Straight Talk, Dina, because I think the work that you're doing is great. And I'm really glad that you've gotten through all of those obstacles that you did, because those were not little. Those were huge. And something that impacts a lot of us, right? Health impacts a lot of us. And so for you to take that, those moments and say, look, I actually worked myself to a heart condition. Yeah. Like, you got to stop doing this, right? So all you 9-to-5ers out there who are trapped in this rat race and you have this passion and these interests that you need to like pull out, you got to call who? Dina Gindi. That's right. Make sure that you visit our website at Straight Talk, No Sugar Added, where you can subscribe to our show on iTunes and Stitcher or anywhere you listen to your podcast or on YouTube, so you'll never miss a show. And while you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about our show, that would be awesome too. If you like this show, you might want to check out our book as well. It's Hit Me With Your Best Shot, How I Overcame a Hard-Hitting Life. I am Nina Perez, and I am here for you. If you are looking for private coaching, make sure that you email me at hello@straighttalknosugaraddit.com. Until next time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.